Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, inner side, mad or glad Monday. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. You know, I've been training my own guide dogs for more than 30 years now. And I want to tell you, if I ever go back to one of these schools, you know, let me tell you, with or without a law, let me tell you how it has to be, okay? First of all, they got to help me pick out the breed dog I want, and I'd probably go for an Akita. Then they can use my application to raise 50 to 100 grand. You know, I'd work with them. I'd even make announcements or whatever they want to do. But $25,000 will go to me to train the dog. And I welcome their input, their suggestions, their ideas, you know. So that's the inner sight criteria. Everybody has criteria for us. Well, there's the criteria for dealing with the service dog. Now, not everybody wants to do that. I mean, everybody's different. But what I want is that bonding. See, I don't want somebody else to train a dog for me and then try to transfer the dog over to me. You know, I'm not saying it can't be done, but you lose a lot of the bonding when you work it that way. You know, it's much better if you can get the right rescue dog, because it's been said so many times, and I believe it, dogs know when you save their life. They appreciate it. So I would want the bonding.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I would want the school to, they could use us to raise the money, provided, of course. And I'd want all this, I'd want it in writing.
Of course, like a contract.
You know, use us to raise the money, mm-hmm. and $25,000 would go to the training of the dog, and, they'd help me find the right dog. So that would be...
Of course.
The inner sight criteria. And of course, probably the only way you're ever going to get that is to have a law.
Yeah.
Because these schools, they think they're better than anybody else.
Huh.
All right, inner sight says it like it is.
Yes, it is.
And Mad or Glad Monday, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, down in South Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there. 609-388-7004. Thank them for all their caring and help. Big East, the Akita Rescue, at Verizon.net is the email.
Yeah.
And they prefer email, so.
Yeah, they do.
Send
and
them that.
Yeah, and also maybe some texting, like they have these setups with the
well, that would
know,
be on
chat.
Her own personal number. We don't give that number out.
Oh no, we don't. No.
All
but
right,
if
in
she
a site,
gives it, that's good.
Uh-huh. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster,
yeah.
Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, Baby Royalty, all those sweet little lives that have been lost.
Yeah.
Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. Yeah, we thank you for that. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Places called Nobody Starved on Long Island. And that's the guy who runs it, great guy, Gary. 631-484-3085.
Yes, he is.
So you can dial him up, tell him what your needs are. And like somebody told me the other day, the reason they like Gary is because you don't have to tell him your whole story. You need food for the dog, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough for him, yeah.
Or
it's
the
true.
Cat, you know.
Your dog or cat.
So,
very good.
You know, he's helping us in that way because most of these, if you ever went to most of these agencies or places, you know, what's your income? What do you make? What'd you
exactly
do with
right.
the money? did you eat out? Do you have a boyfriend? Kiss my ass.
That's right.
You know,
Macy's
what
window
the hell
five
kind
o'clock.
Of crap is this? I'll tell you something that's a real mad for me. What? Where the hell do these agencies come off to butt into your business?
You know,
they're not giving us anything. That little ass money that they give you is owed to you.
That's right.
For having a world that's not accessible. I don't know why disabled people don't see that more. You know?
Yeah.
They have no right to butt into your business. Can we butt into their business? I want to see I want to see the bank account of the people who work for the food stamps and all that. I want to see their bank account. Let me see what they're doing.
Well, you know? I haven't done anything with them because they keep canceling mine out. Because my husband worked only like a week or so in whatever place that he was placed in because of the bad economy. So, I mean, and then they're counting that little week, and they tally that little week.
Well, that's the damn criteria.
Year.
You should get help because you're disabled, period.
That's right. That's right.
You have nothing
like
to do
how,
with income. You know?
Correct.
And if this damn government gave a damn, they would mandate these agencies to raise money, and the agencies could make money on it.
Yeah, they can.
I mean, they could use it as a fundraiser.
It's
wrongly set up. We have to give each disabled person in our area $100 by the middle of the month because they're out of money.
That's right, and they just give it to you. That's all.
Sure.
It's starting. I don't know how to think of it yet. I saw this post, and the post was about from Social Security. And they said that they have this new book that's coming out from them.
Ah,
That's what I want to say. But
what
I
new
said,
book?
I'll read it for
we
you.
We don't need any
I'll
damn
see.
Book. We need
that's
a simple
exactly.
stroke
law.
Of the pen by the President of the United States executive
that's
order.
It.
No one is allowed to tamper with anybody's disability money unless they're a
that's
criminal.
It. Yeah.
Criminal, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I agree.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's what we need. You don't need no damn book. Look at all the money they're going to waste on paper for a book.
Yeah.
Look at all that money.
Yeah.
How much
I know.
That's going to be? Millions of dollars. For a damn ass book. For what? To tell you that you're going to be scrutinized some more?
That's the key. Scrutinized.
And then you need a damn-ass lawyer to analyze it and to understand it, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of here. We don't need
we have
stuff.
A caller.
We need equality. That's what we need. All right, Insight, I want to thank Mr. Kennedy. He believes in equality. Great, great guy, and donates to InnerSight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. That's the number.
Hold on, thank
you. All right, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. All of our friends, I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization for their help. Any questions on what's going on with Social Security or legal stuff or meetings or anything like that, you know, give them a call, 631-880-7929. They got a lot of info over there. They get all those notices, you know. All right, so check it out. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Yeah, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, and he can go over that with you if you need any help in that area. 516-783-9662 for Bahamonde Civil Rights. All right, what are we, how are we doing with the Able News? We got the Able News hanging around there. Are you there? Lost. We lost our engineer co-host slash whatever. All right, Inner Sight and Mad or Glad Monday. I didn't get a chance to check the news today, but it really bothers me when this guy from CNBC, you know, he got this thing called the Investment Club, you know. Really bothers me when he's only addressing people that have money, you know. I mean, what about the disabled, you know? How come we don't have money to invest? I'll tell you why. Because if you get a job where you can make some money and you're on disability, they're going to take your money. See? If they would let people keep that money, maybe you'd have something to invest and you could get something going.
Right.
See? There's another reason
right.
Disabled people cannot invest in these stocks and you know, all the bonds and all this stuff that you hear these people talk about on CNBC. You know, why doesn't he make that point on there?
Yeah,
don't take away the disability money from disabled people. Let them get a job and work,
yeah,
and then they'll have a few hundred bucks maybe to invest.
Yeah, maybe they'll have more. Who knows? Don't touch our disability. That's a very great point right there. Because if you...
Sure.
Touch
he never talks about that.
No, they don't. They don't want us to have money. They want us to be poor. That's a very good statement. We have a caller has a similar
more than that.
Statement.
It's more than that. They don't want us to live our lives.
That's right. They want us to be. I'm
they
want to
drive us
into the
devil nursing home
place.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not bringing me in there.
It's all about.
I feel it. I feel it coming, and it's going to be one loud experience. Let's just put it that way. I know they're not going to keep me there. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to be cursing. I'm just going to be loud. They're not.
Well,
like
I know.
It.
I know one way people can make it miserable for them in there and get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Call in a sight every night.
And
call
that's
us.
What I plan.
And
I'm
let them know
plan
it.
To do that.
And if
yes,
you want
I'm gonna
to,
put it on speaker.
We, if you want to, we will call the administration and tell
yeah,
them
you
that
should.
You're calling.
Yep.
And tell them that they're being exposed all over the air, all over
that's
the world.
Right. Yep.
There's a way to possibly get rid of the nursing home. If we could get enough people to do that.
Right.
I bet you that would make a difference.
Yep. We have a caller who's really, he's been with us a couple of times, but I gave him a little bit of a speaking to, so he wants to say a little bit of his, you know, what he wants to say. So.
Well, whatever he wants to say.
Yeah,
Inner Sight Live. Hello, caller.
All right, here he comes. Hold on. Okay.
I want to understand what the Elon Muskie there is doing with the Tweeterbird and why he's doing the Tweeterbird thing there, and I don't really understand it all, actually. So he's going to take over the Tweeterbird, and how's that going to be different right there? I wonder how that's going to be different. I don't understand. Do you?
You mean with Twitter?
Yeah, the Tweeterbird there. Tweeterbird, didn't you know that you see it on your phone there, little blue little fucking bird? Oh, beauty, Tweeterbird, Elon Musk, right there. Why is he doing that there? I don't understand it, and I don't really do Tweeterbird that much. I do it once in a while when my niece is over there, and she's playing with the phone, and she wants me to do tweet, and I do it there, and that's it. But other than that, I don't understand what the fascination
is. I do a lot of getting things ready for Frank and a lot of things mostly for the show. I do a lot. I name the shows with him. We do a lot together.
I don't believe that's his real name. There's no Jewish man on the globe that's named Frank, lady. What's his real name?
Frank.
I like that pretty bird. Cool.
Yeah, he likes me that way. My name is Suzanne Travazzi Ferraro. That's my name.
Oh, my God. I knew you were half Italian, half Puerto Rican. I could smell it on your voice, honey. I could tell right there. I bet you're something at home, Mary, you just run your mouth and you're a little bit lippy, probably. I can tell you. You act call me. But I forgive your husband, and his name ain't Frank, but he don't work very much. And
yeah, I have a husband. That's right.
What's that?
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm from Alabama here. I'm from Alabama.
Alabama
has a lot of heat, a lot of mountains, right? And some, there's some on the one side where the sun comes up, and there's mountains on the other side where the sun goes down. I'm on the side of the mountain, and my whole family is from there, actually. Many, many generations, right? Right there on the side where the sun comes up, and we live there, and there's not a lot going on. There's a bunch of trees and stuff in there, and it's all packed together.
Oh, no.
So what happens is you don't typically get outside your area, so you all stay together, and you just have babies, and you just keep having babies there. That's what you do. You just multiply. But what you don't do is go on the other side of the mountain. Now, one of the big reasons is your body adjusts to the slope of the mountain. So as you grow, one leg gets longer than the other leg right there. It just does. So that way you can traverse inside, not them hills there, going back and forth. And it's the same way. So if you go to the other side, you'll fall down.
That's cool. A lot of people have one leg
long. I graduated fourth grade. I went all the way through fourth grade, got my education, and that's called physics. That's what I know. You get one leg a little bit longer than the other leg. And if you go to another mountain, you either have to walk backwards now, or you're just going to roll, tumble down there. It's out.
All right.
That's cool.
In a sight.
We enjoyed.
How come there's no black people in the Ukraine? Why is there no black people in the Ukraine fighting for their country there? I wonder why that is. We just see pictures on this, on the top of the
I don't know. I never thought of that.
Good question.
There's no people that are black there.
How come there's no Arab people? I'm Middle Eastern. How come there's no Arab people?
Yeah, well, they got them damn their blankets on the head, though. I've seen it. There's none of them there either. Wonder why that is. So I believe that.
Yeah.
You think the Ukrainians are prejudiced against the blacks?
It's too cold. Why would they go there? And there's 14 countries you can go in from there. And you know how I've been to Africa before. I've been to Africa. And I'll tell you this. They hate anything below about 60 degrees there. They just feel like it's terrible there at the North Pole. So there's no way they're going to the Ukraine. It's not enough, number one. And number two, I don't think they're quite as tough as those people up there. Those people out there are some man. Nah, they're tough. They're fighting them Rishans, and they're doing the best they can there. So the Ukrainians are just fighting the Rishans, and basically they're just throwing pebbles at them, and they're still winning. You believe that?
Yeah.
When's in that freaking ever done that?
Hope it's
over
soon.
Those are facts. Those are Charlie Daniels facts right there. That's what those are. The Africans, they just give up quick. How do you think they became the slavers? How do you think? Do you think that we went over in a boat all the way across an ocean and go to the coast of Africa and go, hey, come on over, hey, and we'll take you across the ocean? No, we couldn't capture them, right? So there's no way they just came. And it's terrible. But it is what it is. People take advantage of other people there, and they're just wired a certain way, and there's nothing wrong with it. They make good news sometimes.
All right. Did you have your own church?
No. That's a really good idea. Hold on. Let me write that down there. Let me get a number two lead pencil there and just screw. I'm writing it down there. I graduated fourth grade. I can write in print. A cursive is that's tougher, but I don't matter. I write it in print. I do believe I might have to get my own church. Yes, I will. Alabama has some funny churches out there. They have some people.
I'll write it down.
Make.
And we'll look at it on the internet.
I'm not putting it on there. I can send it to you in the mail.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe in all that stuff. That's weird.
Okay, we're ready for the phone.
All right, in a sight, man or glad Monday.
When is the phone number?
Thank you for calling in.
I'm just going to get
Shut
your
up.
Phone number for the church, and then we'll put...
Do you have one of them big old stars on your chest there, you Jew? With your hair popping out like... Are you Jew? I can tell you're an unemployed lawyer right there.
I'm half Jewish and half Italian.
He's half Jewish.
Exactly. I wouldn't hire you to get me out of a damn jaywalking ticket. No way. I go, I'm not hiring that Jew right there. I'll pay double, but let me get a Caucasian right there. Not you.
And me,
I think there's something wrong with you.
I'm half Arab and half Italian. So there you go. We work well together.
Well, Arabic's almost Puerto Rican, so it's kind of almost the same. What kind of food do you make then? Do you know what to make for dinner? Do you just use hamburger helper all the time? What do you do, woman? That's probably why Frank don't want to go to work. He's hungry all the time. He's tired of eating that stuff. You make them. What kind of food do you make? What kind of food does a woman like you make every day? How many kids you got? I bet you got four or five of them running around there.
No, and all with
names with too many vowels in them.
No,
I guarantee it.
No.
They're not normal names. They're
I've
not
got
Steve,
zero
John,
kids.
Bob.
I have zero.
Oh
kids.
Lord, even worse.
You know
what's
why?
Your name?
I couldn't have any. Leave it at that.
Ouch! You ain't gonna make me sad. Well, you bet you got a 14 dogs in right there, just running around your property.
I just lost two dogs. I want dogs.
Why'd you lose them? You're a terrible dog owner, then. You're supposed to keep track of your dogs.
All my dogs are 13. All my dogs are wrong, man.
We're missing two dogs. Yeah, honey,
no,
we lost two dogs there.
I never.
Oh, where they at?
I bought them to get euthanized because they were very sick. And they lived 13 to 15 years. So, no, I'm not a
dog
owner.
Is that a form of dog AIDS? It sounds like you put sick on sick care. If the dog's getting old give them the euthanize, it sounds like it's just, they're getting more sick. Just let them, listen, this is what you do. You drop them off at the park, and you wait till it starts smelling a couple of days later, and then you just dig a hole there. And you put them in the garden. That's what I did. I got a garden right outside my trailer right there. In the summertime, in the Atlanta.
Well, in the city, you can't do it that way.
So I got a dog in there. You can do anything you want in the city. I got a dog in there. You dig it up, and then flowers come up. Just to fly in. And I got a shed outside of my place. And, yeah, I had my girlfriend Trina years ago. Well, 2 years ago. She got a little Malby, right? So I put her in the shed, and I forgot because I was making a batch of moonshine there. And I put Trina in the shed in the dead of summer. And I forgot she was in there. And she started smelling really bad there and just did. And I tried to dump a bucket of water on her, and it didn't revive her at all. So I just had to start digging in the garden there, and I just, Trina's in there, and Poo-Poo, my other dog's in there, and beautiful flowers and vegetables. They taste wonderful.
All right, listen,
fertilizer.
Thanks,
Paula.
Right, we're going to move on.
We're going to move on, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in. Call again.
Yeah, thank you. You're going to try, I know. Continue.
All right. Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday in 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name or whatever.
That's right.
Let me give people the what we do here. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, that's tonight. Tuesday, tomorrow night's open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday is our nursing home program, and what we would love to do is turn all the nursing homes into accessible housing so people won't have to go to nursing homes. So that's Wednesday's show. What?
I spoke with somebody. Let's be realistic. We have to, and I know, what's his name, Tony, was talking to us about it a little bit, Anthony. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is something we really got to consider. And then Michelle told me about it, and she's getting like a strong following of people who are talking about it as well. And it's definitely
talking
about
what? Be clear.
I'm getting ready. Okay. So basically it is about the home care and how they're going to handle it, the government and stuff like that, the agencies. So I've been doing a little bit of investigating, not much because a lot of it hasn't been, you know, too clear because they're making new changes. So when I get that book that I told you about before the show, I'm hoping to see some changes. If I don't see any changes, they told me to give a call back to Social Security. That was today. Give a call back to Social Security if I don't get
anything. What good is that
going to do?
They don't make the law.
They
get to Congress.
I know. That's it. But at least I'll have some law name I could tell them about to look for it, you know. That's my
The only change that I will, Inner Sight will accept is to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Anything short of that, they can
keep
it. They can stick it.
I know.
Because it's all a bunch of bull. You cannot improve nursing homes.
Oh, no,
there's
no
way you can do it.
You can't. Those are the worst.
You know. How are you going to improve nursing homes? You're going to get you going to let people keep all their money? You're going to mandate the agencies to pay for them? You're going to put the home health aides in there so a person can go back home? See?
Yeah.
If you improve nursing homes, you got to get rid of them.
That's right.
That's the only way to improve them. Otherwise, it's the same old bull crap.
It is.
That's all
it's
it
gotten
is.
So bad that they're regularly abusing and neglecting people, and it's become okay. And I don't like that. That's
because it's not the kind of a place where you can help somebody.
That's right.
That's what the problem is.
I mean, you know, for my mom to be, you know, abused 4 times and I don't know about it, that
you
is
don't
secure.
Help somebody when you take away their home, their living.
That's
place.
Right. And their money.
Stop right there.
That's right.
You know, how can you help somebody if now you make them homeless?
That's right.
You know, and you put them in a place that's full of spores that, with germs and pneumonia and all kinds of infectious organisms and everything else.
Mold, everything like that.
It's crazy. You don't help somebody like that. You can't help somebody like that.
But there also
that's why
is
they
got to
go.
Something
anyway,
else.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, Wednesday, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and 3 on the Spirit Channel is our program we on reruns. Thursday, we're on Altice, that's Long Island Cable, used to be called Long Island Cable, 7:30. Thursday night, Channel 20. Now, what's the... we had a title for Thursday. You wrote it down?
Yeah, just hold on.
We had a good title.
Yeah, very good title. I like
that. Thursday night this coming. Friday, of course, is the funnies over here. We have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do.
Friday. And I'll... Friday night, we're going to tell you about Jimmy Dinigan.
Uh-oh.
How he stepped in a load of crap and came into school with it.
I got it for you for Thursday.
I'll never forget
stability
that.
Is no good without enforcement. Isn't that it?
That's it. That's the...
Yeah.
I keep getting emails from people inviting me to these ability... what do you call it?
Expos.
Ability
expos.
Demonstration expos. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And I got the idea, if they've got all this technology and all these gadgets, you know, what good is it without enforcement?
Or even without the ability to pay to buy them. You know, I need
to pay what?
You can't pay for them because you need a new wheelchair or anything.
Yeah.
There's no money. How could you
most
pay for something like that?
Most people can't afford them.
I can't. I go to the, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not covered by insurance. That's what you have to say. And they'll say, yeah, we know, but you could buy this, can't you? No, I can't. Sorry. That's what I say.
Well, that's
I'm
why the agency should be mandated to raise money to help us. Another reason.
That's right. Yeah.
You know. So anyway, that's Thursday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Mad or Glad Monday at 213-816-1650, and it's a little past 8:30 here in New York. Anybody want to call in? But you know, I tell you one thing, and I want to talk about this on Wednesday night. This ridiculous waiver program for the nursing home. Now, a good friend of mine just got rejected. You know, he has dementia, you know.
Oh, wow.
The buddy of mine. He loves my dog, and every time he was around my dog, he always perked up and felt better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, Eddie and Steph, Stephanie's father, they were taking care of him, and then it got to be too much. You know, they couldn't handle it anymore financially and all that. So
that's my dad.
Eddie told me that he tried to get him on the waiver.
Yeah.
You know, to whatever time he would have to get them help. You know, and they wouldn't take him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take him because he had dementia.
Or
no.
I bet you they wouldn't take them because they needed somebody that didn't have as much ability to move around. Because when you have somebody like that, you have more years of trial and tribulation to charge your network. I don't even know if I'm going to be accepted or not. And I have a lot of experience with, you know, being in a hospital setting, I guess.
Well, I've said this time and time again, and it's so damn true. You got to find the right person to help somebody like that. And if you have the funding available, you can do it.
That's right.
See? You can't do it without the money.
They said I'm likely to get it, but I don't know. I have to wait. And I don't like waiting too well. And if I don't get it, they're going to hear from me. Both ways.
You demand a hearing.
I am.
You should be able to get a hearing out of that.
Yep, I am.
Now, what did they say about, we talked about this. What did they say about the money for Dr. Calliope?
They didn't say anything yet about it, so I'm going to make sure that that's in there.
You got to push for that.
I've been. But they've been saying, let us get you in the program first. That was their comment. So I didn't like that comment, but I have to see if I get in the program first, then they'll work on the bills. So I didn't like that.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're in the program or not. They should help you.
That's right.
But anyway, so that's the we got to address this criteria stuff on
the
more on Wednesday, and because this is really horrible that people are being judged on stupid criteria when the only criteria should be that you're disabled.
That's right. Yep.
And if the government doesn't want to pay for it, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mandate the agencies to start raising money.
Yeah, mandate a lot of the ADA stuff that hasn't been looked at or done with or touched. Mandate the ADA to work on it.
The ADA doesn't have any money. There's no money in that.
No, but it should. It should.
Yeah. There's no money behind that.
Well, there should be.
Well, if they would get rid of these damn nursing homes, they could take part of that $196 billion and put money behind the ADA.
That's right. That's what I was talking about.
Nothing
somebody
wrong with that.
Somebody told me last night, watch out. Why? Why do I need to be watched? I need things to be done right the first time. That's all.
Who told you what? Say that again.
Well, I said, listen, this is not correct. It has to be done the right way the first time. And then somebody said to me, oh, you really want things done quick? I said, yes, I do. Why shouldn't I have things done the first time? I mean, that would make things a lot easier, wouldn't it? The first time it's done instead of like 10, 11, 12 times? No.
If it was done right in the beginning, it would have been a lot easier for everybody.
Yes, it would have been.
You know?
That would have been really a lot easier. It's not fair.
But who was the one who told you to watch out? What did you say?
She was saying, watch out for this one. She really wants to fight in a battle. And I'm like, I'm not fighting
for
a battle.
Right, you
want to
fight for your
rights.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure you want to fight for your rights. Who doesn't?
Yes, exactly. And who doesn't want to? She'd be lying if she said she didn't want to. You know, that's it right there.
Then we'll do it for her.
Yeah. I said, I'll do it for you and help you out, too. She's like, oh, really? You would? I said, yes, I would. If you were in a category, I would definitely do it for you. She said, oh, thank you.
Not every disabled person
is going to want to
stand up and fight for their rights.
No, nobody
can. You
got to
realize, everybody's an individual.
Oh, yeah.
But there are many who can.
It took me a while.
And will.
It took me a while to say, here I am, I'm fighting for my rights. It took a long while. I was scared, Frank, to do it. I thought something was, you know, not set up, but it took me a while to decide, okay, I'm going to do this. And I just did it. And then it started becoming a little easier. You know?
Yeah, well, we're all scared. You know, don't let the enemy know it.
No. Don't worry, I'm not.
All right. Inner Sight, Monday, Mad or Glad, 213-816-1650, 840. Anybody on the line?
I'm going to look. Yeah. Ow, my hand hurts.
call in. Talk about what you're mad about, glad about. And, anybody want to answer our trivia question on Friday? We didn't get any. What's the funniest movie you ever saw?
Me?
Funniest
movie. I like when, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's a Christmas time movie, when you can't get that, I think he says, you'll blow your eye out. That's when he's asking Santa for the gun.
Oh, yeah, that's an old Christmas story.
Yeah, it is. I love it, though.
All right. Says, any callers on the line?
The same caller who's listening.
Oh, all right. All right, so, we're advocates for the disabled, and we want equal rights. We want everything and anything made accessible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Inner Sight is about. You know.
Yeah.
We want our total independence and equality.
Right.
All right. That's what Inner Sight wants. I'm not saying that that we represent every disabled person in this country. No, we don't. You represent yourself.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm telling you what the Inner Sight idea is, you know. And that's why we do this show, to give people a way of expressing themselves, to let people know what's going on. You know, you really can't find out what's going on with the disabled when you look at a lot of these websites of these agencies. They don't tell you the whole story.
Right.
All right? That's the thing. See?
We have a short time to tell you what we can tell you, and then there needs to be an arrangement to hear the rest of it. If you're like some news organization, we can arrange that depending on if everything, you know, is, you know, the person really wants to tell the story, you know?
Well, you know, like for instance, let's take the guide dog schools, for instance.
Right.
They don't tell you, without mentioning names or identifying people, they don't tell you on their website, oh, we had to deny 400 people guide dogs last year, you know, and relate why, you know, without identifying people, unless, of course, the person wants to be identified, you know. Now, somebody said to me, well, why should they tell you what this person called a negative? And I said, my response was, now to me, that's not a negative, because that's something that could lead to the passing of a law to protect those people.
See?
They should reveal that. They shouldn't keep that from the public who donates the money. People have a right to know. When I reveal that, as I do once or twice a week on the New York City subway, people are shocked. They don't know. They don't know what the hell. What do you mean they won't give you the dog's medicals, the animal medical? I donated to that. One guy said to me, I donated to that place.
No way.
Yeah? What kind of a thing is this? Why don't you get the governor to do something like that? That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I got the petition. You know? Well, I'm going to sign that petition. I'm going to get my friends to sign.
Yeah.
You know? But you see, this is why these agencies should tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They can do so without revealing identity. And it would help us. It would help us to convince these stupid-ass politicians to get a law to protect us. You know, that's really what it would do. And that's what we, part of what would help, what we need. By the way, we're looking for a volunteer who would help us put information up on our website.
Yes.
We can compensate you a little bit with some funds. We'd like to talk to you about it if you want to do it.
Yes.
Call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090 or send us an email, innersight@pmail.com. And we can compensate you somewhat financially. It won't be a lot, but you know, every little bit helps, especially these days. So we need a volunteer to help us get information up on our website. Now, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I've noticed volunteers, some of them lately are being paid because things have gotten bad because they can't find as many volunteers. So I'm quite happy, you know, with paying the volunteer if we find somebody really good.
Well, yeah, we can compensate. So we will probably need someone every 2 weeks, unless, you know, something very eventful comes out, then we'd need you maybe every week. But every 2 weeks would be great. You know, we put stuff up there and revise some things.
Yeah.
So anybody out there who knows of anyone or is interested, 631-224-3090, Inner Sight.
Yep.
All right, Monday, Matt or Glad on Inner Sight, and anybody want to voice their opinion on any subject, doesn't have to be about the disabled. You know, what do you think about the economy? They said on the news the other day that people are finding it more and more difficult to pay for food.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that the president should address. And I know I've said this many a time, but it's worth repeating. Where's the stimulus money to help us?
I agree. I want to know where it is. In Canada somewhere.
They shouldn't have stopped that.
No, they shouldn't.
They didn't give us, what did they give us? 3 checks?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. What about all the other months? They owe us those months. They ought to give us those months that they never gave us.
Yeah.
Stimulus.
You only got one, right, Frank?
I think I
only
got two.
Oh, you got two, wow.
I don't remember
three. I got all of them, but they were kind of low.
I don't remember getting 3 checks, but
I got two.
You know, that's only what, like 3, and they came spread apart, I don't know how many months, you know. What about all the other months? We didn't get stimulus checks when they first started this, when this virus commenced a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So, does the government owe us those stimulus checks?
Yes.
There's a big question for somebody
They do. Call.
Explore.
Call this the number at the IRS. Call it there and arrange for your stimulus check. That's how you arrange for it. It's in, what the hell is it in?
What
God,
number?
It, the 10-10-40 tax number.
1040?
Yeah, your 1040 number. It's on the tax number for the country.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Do you know the number?
I'm trying to think of it. Give me a second. If I get it for you, I'll leave it on your voice.
Can you look it up?
Yeah, I can.
Put it on the air.
Yeah, hold on.
Look it up.
Yeah, I am.
Got a few minutes.
Yeah. Shoot. I hate when I can't.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a number like that.
Oh, yeah. And then you could actually...
Didn't know a number like that existed.
Yeah, they do.
Government doesn't want you to know.
That's it. I look anyway. All right.
Keeping you in the dark on these things.
Yeah.
It's like the...
40.
You know, like Norton said to Ralph, how come you found out about television? I thought the Alice was keeping you in the dark on those things.
here we go on that.
Yeah, but, you know, we should get that money that's owed us.
Oh, all the time.
By the government.
We should have gotten that back. We should have gotten it back paid. But that
didn't
happen.
I mean, the stimulus that that people never got, you know.
Yeah. But I don't know how they're going to do it, and I don't know if they can.
I don't know, but if there's a number that people could call,
yeah,
that would help.
Yeah, that would help. They were thinking about it, but I don't think they're thinking hard about it.
Well, can you find
really
the number?
Yeah, I'm looking.
All right. Inner Sight. Oh, in the meantime, we got to get the Able News out there.
Oh, okay, hang on. I'm trying to do the board and that, and it's like, okay, hell yeah.
Able News.
Yeah,
Angela
yeah.
Melanie, our good friend, and publicizes us every month.
Oh, yes, she had a nice one in there last month.
And the Able News.
Yeah. She published a nice
one. So we thank her and want to run that ad. She can find
yeah.
it. Inner Sight.
Oh, she made
and
a really nice one.
Able News. What?
She made a very nice ad for us.
What
but
do you mean? She
like,
changed it?
Yeah, but it was pretty this time. She put like flowers and stuff and just made it pretty. Because my mom's name was in it and stuff. I memorialized her a little. Because it was her, you know, when she passed away. You know?
Is a new ad or why don't you reread it?
For ad. Yeah, I will. Hold on. Let me get
the old ad.
Yeah, it's the same ad, but it was like.
What did she do? Color it up?
Yeah, she did. It was very nice of her.
Oh, but the same ad.
Same ad, yeah. She knew that my mom passed away, so she just made it nice. You know, it was so nice of her.
What does it say about your mother in the air? I don't understand how that connects.
We put about the disabilities and also, you know, about...
We put what? I don't understand what you're saying.
We put about different disabilities and how we're going after the nursing homes on that day, on Wednesday.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
We have to go over that.
We have to go over all of it.
Fix
it's
it
really,
up.
Yeah, we do. Well,
hear what it, you know, hear what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, give me a second.
All right. So
we'll do it tomorrow because right now my eyes are burning like pepper, Frank. Okay.
Have you got the Able News?
Yeah, I got that. Oh shoot.
All right. Let's get the Able News on.
Yeah. Okay.
Inner Sight.
Hold up. It's not opening it. That's the problem. Oh, here it is. Studio. Come on. I have a good number, though, to give you. We're 100 and, let's see, 114,000. Let's see, and it's 722.
Oh, so it went up.
Yeah, it went up big.
Couple hundred.
And then it's almost 172, I think. And we're almost at, a high enough amount to have 300 left to we get, our 115,000 that we want this year. I'm hoping. It'll be good.
All right, run the Able News.
I'm trying right now. I'm pressing it. It's not going. Jeez, why is it not going? Pressed it too many times. Come on. I'm not in the mood for you not going on.
All right, so do it. Do it without the... Just that little...
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page. Also, they have where you can... I forgot a little. Let me continue with the ad. Okay. I found it. Oh, come on. Be nice to me.
You're mumbling. You got to get your voice up.
Yeah,
don't mumble.
I know I do.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It serves the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
There you go.
All right, Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday. I want to thank everybody for listening. And join us tomorrow night for the open mic where we can talk about all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you posted about the, try to get that tax number for the stimulus.
Yeah.
Maybe by tomorrow night.
Definitely.
We put it up on the open mic.
Yeah, on the main area, and I could get it up.
Send it out on the Twitter or something. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our friends, all our supporters for keeping the show alive. We appreciate
it. That is great.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And be with you tomorrow night on the open mic right here live on Inner Sight, because everybody needs more of that.
That's right.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.